When you haven't found love, it can feel like everyone else has. It's in every movie, every song, and all the PDA. Looking for love sucks. Thankfully, California Psychics can give you the guidance you need to find the one. We guarantee, if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. And new customers receive 20 minutes for just $20. Visit CaliforniaPsychics.com and experience the joy of certainty. California Psychics.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It is time now for today's Strawberry Letter. And if you need advice on relationships, work, sex, parenting, and more, please submit your Strawberry Letter to SteveHarveyFM.com and click Submit Strawberry Letter. We could be reading your letter live on the air, just like we're going to read this one right here, right now. And you never know. It could be yours.
It could be yours. Buckle up and hold on tight. We got it for you. Here it is. Strawberry Letter.
Thank you, nephew. Subject, my mama versus my wife. Dear Stephen Shirley, I met my wife 4 years ago, and I've been sneaking around behind her back since I met her. I haven't been cheating. I'm sure that's what you're thinking, but I've been seeing my mama on the side. When I first met my wife, I explained to her that my dad passed away in 2020, and since then, I've stepped up to take care of my mama and make sure she's good. At the time, my wife understood where I was coming from because she's big on family, too. A few weeks into dating, she told me that she hates mama's boys. I already knew I wanted to marry this woman, so I downplayed everything I did for my mama. I lied about taking my mama to dinner or taking her to the movies and shopping with her for hours on the weekend. My girl thought I was at the gym or doing yard work or whatever other lie I told her. She trusted me and never questioned me. My girl met my mama and they started hanging out before the wedding. I knew I was in trouble. Mama told her about a movie that we saw together, and my girl had been asking me to see that movie with her. I told her that my mom had it wrong and I never saw that movie with her, and then I had to go back to the movies to see it with my girl. Now that we've been married for 4 months, it's hard to sneak out to see my mom. I cannot hide how much my mama calls me, and I can't explain why I FaceTime my mom so much. I'm the youngest, and I am her favorite son. I'd love for her to live with us, but I'm scared to ask my wife because I can tell and sense that she's tired of my mama. What am I supposed to do? How can I keep both of the special women in my life happy? All right. Yeah, exactly, Steve. I know that's your mom and everything, but you do realize that your wife comes first, right? You guys have only been married for 4 months. Your initial obligation after you took those marriage vows is to your wife. And now, should you help your mom? Should you be there whenever you can? Absolutely, yes. But can you? Will you be there every second of the day for your mom? The answer to that, of course, is no. You're only one person, and you're a husband first. You can't keep doing this. The way you're going about it is crazy, and I'm sure very stressful, and it keeps you sneaking out and lying to your wife and making your mom feel some kind of way, I'm sure. What about when or if you have kids of your own? Then what are you going to do? This is why your wife said she hates mama's boys, because they do stupid stuff like this. You say you can sense your wife is tired of all of this, but really she's tired of you, okay? And how you're handling this situation. You should get your siblings together, let them, you know, help out and help your mom sometimes. What are they doing? I bet they're spending time with their wives and family, right? But if everyone chips in, helps take care of your mom, you would have more time to spend with your wife. You guys could rotate these responsibilities. You might be the favorite son, but why should you bear the bulk of the responsibility with your mom? Steve?
This is a disaster. My mama versus my wife. It shouldn't even be the case. See, son, listen to me. You're not, this, the end of the letter, the question is, how can I keep both of the special women in my life happy? That ain't your job. I'm sorry. That ain't your job. That was your dad's job who passed away. Was to protect, provide for his wife. He's gone, regrettably so, and I send my condolences to you. That I'm not trying to say that in a harsh way, because Lord knows I know the loss of both parents, so I'm not saying that to you. But I'm saying, brother, that was his job. Your job is to protect, profess, and provide for your wife. What you're trying to do, you're not going to accomplish. And then secondly, man, stop talking all this about your mama. This you. You a mama's boy. You are a mama's boy. Period. It is hard to be a mama's boy and a husband. Them two does not work, man. That don't work for nobody. It ain't gonna work for your mama, and I got news for you. It sure ain't gonna work for your wife. Because a wife requires too much, and as she should. A wife needs your attention, and oftentimes your undivided attention. And you can't split that up with other people. Look, man, if y'all gonna have a family, you gotta get busy. And you just, you know, man, you do real silly stuff, man. You just a... How old are you, man? That's what I need to know. You know, I stepped up, take care of my mom and make sure you good. At the time, my wife understood where I was coming from because she big on family, too. Yeah, that's... But she didn't know this, though. You know, a few weeks into dating, she told me she hate mama boys. Well, yeah. I already knew I wanted to marry this woman, so I downplayed everything. And so, you know, after you downplayed everything, but she was downplaying it so you could continue. Okay, I lied about taking my mama to dinner, taking her to the movie, shopping with her for hours on the weekend. Who do that with their mama?
Hang on, Steve. Hang on.
What man do that with his mama?
We'll have part two of your response coming up at 23 minutes after the hour. Today's Strawberry Letter subject is my mama versus my wife. My mama versus my wife. We'll get back into it right after this.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
All right, Steve. Come on, let's recap today's strawberry letter. The subject is my mama versus my wife.
Ooh. My mama versus my wife. Title of this letter should be Mama's Boy Trying to Be a Husband. And it's not going to work. And the reason it's not going to work is because the things that you are doing for your mother is taking away time from stuff you could be doing with and for your wife. Now, you opened up the letter correctly. I see now why you said this. I met my wife 4 years ago, and I've been sneaking around behind her back since I met her. Oh, I ain't been cheating. I'm sure that's what you're thinking. But I've been seeing my mama on the side, right there. That's the whole letter right there. I'm glad you said that. Because, see, that's what's wrong. Do you know something, young man, that you are really actually seeing your mama on the side? You know, I've never, ever in my life heard a man say that. I'm seeing my mama on the side.
My mama is...
I've been sneaking around behind my wife's back with my mama. I've been seeing my mama on the side. But do you know how that sound? That don't sound... What's the word, though? That don't sound...
Right.
Kind of got a little incest tone in it. I'm just saying. It just got a little incest tone in it. It don't. That's... This letter, and then you go on to justify what you've been doing. I explained that my dad passed away in 2020, and you wanted to step up and make sure your mom was good. Now, your girl understood that in the beginning because she big on family, too. But a few weeks into dating, she told me she hates mama's boys because she saw it coming. She had a feeling, and you have not let her down. So you knew you wanted to marry this woman, so you started downplaying everything you did for your mama. And then here we go. I lied about taking my mama to dinner, taking her to the movies, and shopping with her for hours on the weekend. My girl thought I was at the gym or doing yard work or whatever other lie I told her. She trusted me and never questioned me. Hey, man, what? You take your mama to dinner, you go to movies with your mama, and you spend hours on the weekend shopping with her. That's why you said you seeing your mama on the side. Because that's what you're doing, man. Then my girl met your mom and they started hanging out for the wedding. I knew I was in trouble. Mama told her about a movie we saw together. My girl been asking me to see that movie with her. I told her my mama had it wrong and never saw that movie with her. And I had to go back to the movies with my girl to see it again. Now that we've been married for 4 months, it's hard to sneak out to see my mom. Boy, what? What's wrong with you? You hear how you sound? Now that we've been married, it's hard to sneak out and see my mom. I can't hide how much my mama calls me, and I can't explain why I FaceTime my mom. So, man, boy, bye. Hey, man, your marriage is doomed. Your marriage is doomed because you really are seeing your mama. And I've never heard another man say that. I'm seeing my mama on the side, but that's what you're doing, man. I'm the youngest, and I'm her favorite son. I was my mama's youngest. And I thought I was her favorite son. But me and my mama wasn't dating. I ain't never in my life took my mom to move.
Or to dinner.
Mama, come on, let me and you go down to the movies. I mean, it's okay if you did it for your mama every now and then or something like that. Ain't nothing wrong with taking your mama to dinner. Ain't nothing wrong with that.
Right.
Ain't no running wrong with taking y'all. I used to have to take my mama shopping all the time. Mm-hmm. But you, dog, oof.
It's too much.
I'm scared. And then guess what? I'd love for her to live with us. Boy, you done lost your mind. You want to move your mama in your house? Boy, what's wrong with you? What am I supposed to do? And I can tell, I'm scared to ask my wife because I can tell since that she's tired of mama. Yeah, she tired of your mama. Sick and tired of your mama. I'm tired of your mama. I ain't never met her. Problem is, you seeing your mama on the side. Brother, let me just explain something to you. There's no solution to this. You will not be married to this woman long.
Not if you can.
Because guess what? She is going to find out about all this. And I'm going to tell you why. Because soon as the mama think you done came between you and her, the mama go get rid of you.
The mama is going to get rid of him, you're saying?
The mama go get rid of her.
The wife.
Soon as she find out that you the reason he ain't coming by no more, he ain't calling, he ain't going to dinner, he ain't doing that. Because she done married the wrong man. Because you ain't her man. Your mama's boy.
That's why she hates me.
And that is more important to you than anything. And until you put your wife first, as the Bible says, leave all others and cleave only unto her.
Yep. Well,
bro, you got it twisted, man. Good luck, man. This ain't gonna work. Hey, man, about 2 years from now, write me back. Let me know where you living at now.
Where is his siblings? Where are they?
They ain't got nothing to do with this. They cool
because
he ain't got to worry about nothing. Yeah, they ain't in the hell.
All right, you can comment on today's Strawberry Letter on Instagram or Facebook at Steve Harvey FM. Also, check out the Strawberry Letter podcast on the free iHeartRadio app. You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Some people follow the rules, but where's the fun in that? I'm Soraya, and this is Rule Breakers, the podcast where we celebrate the rebels, the misfits, and the ones who make their own way. Every week, I sit down with the biggest rule breakers in sports, entertainment, and beyond to talk about the wildest moments, toughest lessons, and why breaking the rules might just be the key to success. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.